Hi, my name is Paul Dunay, and welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Props. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Roman Nuzareth, President and CEO of Cafe.com, which is an online gaming site. So welcome to the podcast, Roman.
Thank you, Paul. I'm very happy to be with you and with the people who are listening to you.
Excellent. So today we're going to explore with Roman what's going on with online games. As a marketer, I'm hearing a lot about this and would love to learn a little bit more. So, Roman, why are these online games, these casual games, compelling for marketers?
Well, I think the first thing that I would like to say on this is to talk about the market size, because the casual game market started like maybe in 2001, 2002. And at that time, it was almost nothing in terms of dollar. But after a few years, we are now talking about a market of a multi-billion dollar. It is expected to reach $3 billion by 2009, only for the U.S. So I think the market is growing at a very fast pace. And the reason of this growth is coming from the fact that we are all gamers. People today are going online to get entertained. And you know that when you're looking for entertainment, you can get music, you can get video, and you can get games. So as we are all gamers, it could be a child playing a game on his Nintendo or a grandmother playing a Sudoku. And at the same time, you have like 2 billion people who will be connected with high-speed internet by 2009 or 2010. And again, these people will want to get entertained online, hence they will play more games. And when I'm talking about games, I'm not talking about, the hardcore games that most of the people have in mind when they think about games. I'm really talking about casual games, which means games for everyone who are pretty simple to play but difficult to master. And the audience for this content is really ranging from 7 to 107 years old. So it's really a broad range of people and customer who are getting into this form of entertainment.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you tend to think, or marketers tend to think at least, that the typical gamer is male, 14 to 25, let's say. And I know you described your games as casual games as opposed to like the shoot 'em ups or the strategies. So who is the market for casual games really aimed at, and what is your typical demographic other than, that's a pretty broad range of 7 to 107?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting to what you're saying, because most of the time when people think about games, they think about the young guy, age 14 years old, with glasses and zit, and playing like 20 yeah. hours a day, shooting people in front of the computer. But this is not the case anymore. Now we are talking about a much broader market for gaming. When I was saying when I was saying from 7 years old to 107, of course this is way too wide as a market. And with Cafe.com, this is not the market that we are targeting. We are more targeting the Generation X as a primary target, and Generation Y as a secondary market. And in casual gaming, as in the general, we have seen, and this is the industry standard, that we have much more women playing games, around 60 to 70% women, and age between 25 to 45. So this is really not the kind of game image that people have around gaming. It's much more casual. It's much more simple to play. Again, hard to master, but it's fitting a demographic that is much closer to the world demographic.
Right. Now, you described Cafe.com very similar to Pogo.com, but yet on steroids, right? When that meets Facebook. So for marketers looking to tap into this growing trend, what kind of opportunities do you provide them?
Well, I think that the most interesting opportunity is the fact that finally you can get access to this demographic when people are playing and engaged with something that they are using a lot. So, for example, you have an end user who will play a game for like 20 minutes or 30 minutes with other people in a social way, and meeting with their friends or meeting new friends. So it's a very good way for marketers to reach this audience and thus being able to sell them goods or any other things that they want to advertise.
Mm. Now, it almost seems like cafe.com, when you put it on a Facebook, it's like a social network almost, or it's an amplifier for a social network, but built around games. I imagine you're able to capture a lot of information, and can you import some of that from Facebook, or is that, you know, stuff that you collect native on your side, or how does that work as far as the profiling?
Yeah, so what we are trying to do with cafe.com is not to recreate a new Facebook or a new MySpace. I wish I could, but that's not the goal with the company. What we have seen, however, is that in the virtual world, if I can say, people are creating their own virtual IDs. So you go to Facebook to be close to your friends. You go to MySpace to more about listening some music. You go to a classmate to reconnect with your old pal from high school. And what we are trying with cafe.com is to be the game part of your virtual ID. So we want cafe.com to be a destination website, but at the same time, we want to allow people to export anything that they are doing on cafe.com on any other social network. So you can go to cafe.com, you can participate and play to a game, and then you will be your score, for example, will be posted into a leaderboard. This leaderboard could be exported into your Facebook profile. Or you can have, we have an avatar system, which is a 3D self of yourself, and you can export this avatar into Classmate or into MySpace. And at the same time, if you're playing a game on cafe.com, you can play against, because the games that we have on cafe.com are social, but they're also multiplayer. And if you're playing a game on cafe.com, you can play against someone who will be playing from Facebook or from MySpace. The idea with this is to have one unique back end and multiple front end. I don't really care about people playing on cafe.com. I care about people playing games from cafe.com, wherever they are, and using the business model and using the functionalities that we have developed around the solutions that we have.
Mm. Now, I heard you mention your version of the virtual personas, which I believe you call mini-me's, which I think is a great
name.
At some point, will you be able to purchase stuff for your personas, like, you know, Ray-Ban sunglasses or Nike sneakers? And do you think marketers are going to embrace this kind of product integration when it comes to gaming?
Yeah, I believe that, because I think that in a virtual world where you're playing game, and if you have your own representation of yourself, which we call, as you said, the mini-me's, people will want to dress well. You know that in the offline world, the way you dress is part of your social recognition, and this is the same thing online. So each time you go to the site or you use a game, you can change your mood, you can change your outfit, you can decide to be a guy, you can decide to be a girl, young or old. If you want to wear a tie or football outfit, that's something that you will want to do and to change. And because of that, it's a good way for advertisers to do advertising on what we call product placement.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give an example. I don't know, with Nike, and end user will be able to buy for a small amount of cents Nike shoes to look cool on the mini-me. But what we are trying to do also is to go a step beyond that and to say that an outfit can even give you a certain advantage while you play the game. So, for example, the mini-me with the Nike shoes could run faster in the game. Or if you're buying a Louis Vuitton bag, you can collect more points while you play the game. And by doing this, I think it's a very interesting position for advertisers and marketers because they can do product placement, but also they can really play around the viral aspect of it, because if we are playing together in the same game, and if I have the Nike shoes, if I have a little advantage by running faster, then the next thing that you will want to do is to go and get this these shoes to win the game. So that's really what we are heading toward with Cafe.com.
That is fantastic. I've never heard of that kind of integration where it counts, you know, as for more points in that way. I think that's a really fantastic twist. So I'm curious. I know you've tapped into social media marketing to promote your site. So how has it gone? And you know, would you recommend it? What are you doing that you think is good?
Well, we are doing a lot of things. I'm not going to reveal everything, of course, but we are doing the usual stuff like CPC and CPA campaigns, you know, on Google and these kind of things. We are doing a lot of partnership with different sites and brands. We are doing guerrilla marketing and these kind of things. One thing that we are doing that is also answering your question is all the social network marketing operations that we are doing. So, of course, we have created a group on Facebook. We have pages on MySpace. We are going to release application for Facebook and open social, all these kind of things. So the idea is really to create a community of users on Cafe.com, but also create a community of people everywhere they are. I don't believe that someone, or at least not today, but someone will replace the power of Facebook and MySpace just because of one new offer. So the idea is really to go and get the user where they are and create a certain kind of history around any social network linked to Cafe.com. So that's one of the main target with this. But one thing that we are monitoring a lot is what we call the virality ratio. And that's a way to explain it simply. That's a way for us to monitor the number of users who are inviting other people to join Cafe.com, whether through Facebook or MySpace or directly on the site. And this is very important for us because I believe that what makes a website like Cafe.com work is a mix. It's a good mix of quality games and free offering. If I can make an image of this, it's like opening a bagel store, and telling people that bagels are free, while patrons can socialize. Because the bagels are very good, people will tell their friends. So that's all the new kind of marketing things that people can do online on for the website and also on many other parts of the internet.
Great. Excellent. So if you were to give one piece of advice to my listeners, any marketer out there, what would you give them?
I think I would really tell them to look at what's going on today with the gaming industry and the casual gaming industry, because I believe it's my belief that it's going to be bigger than the music and the video combined. Again, we are selling games to internet users. So it's 2 billion. It's virtually 2 billion people, and people are accustomed to play games online, whereas it's not completely the case for listening music or watching video. And I believe that a lot of things is going to happen in that field by when you connect people. To give you an example, because of we are a social network around games, let's say we have two people playing a Sudoku game, and we know that this one woman is age, I don't know, 45 years old, and she's playing against someone who is 35 years old. But the first woman is in Texas, and the other woman is in Colorado. So we have the ability to show a 15 seconds video before playing the game, and because we know what kind of game it is, what kind of people are playing, and the frequency and the recency and all the kind of information that we have, we can display a specific ad. And for these two women, for example, I don't know, it could be a specific fare to a plane to go from Colorado to Texas. And of course, the two people will see the same ad at the same time, and while they will be in the game, they can discuss about it. So that's really the idea behind advertising in social gaming, and I think it's going to be a very big in the coming years.
Yeah, totally agree, and I think you guys have a very interesting value proposition. So congratulations to you.
Thank
you for joining me today, Roman. I really appreciate your time. And for our listeners, now it's your turn. Please let us know what you're doing or considering with online games. Roman and I would be glad to keep this conversation going with you online. And we'll be back again next week with another podcast. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to having you back next week on another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast.